This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Gaza militants vowed to keep fighting even after U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek a de-escalation on Wednesday on the path to a ceasefire in the 10-day conflict. An Egyptian security source says the two sides have agreed in principle to a ceasefire after help from mediators, although details are still being negotiated in secret. A senior Hamas official also said late on Wednesday in an interview with the Lebanese television station, he expected Israel and the Gaza militants to reach a ceasefire within a day or two, ending the cross-border violence. Regional and U.S.-led diplomatic efforts to secure a ceasefire have intensified, but so far failed. Cross-border fire continued after Biden's latest call for calm, and Gaza's Islamist rulers Hamas and other militants are vowing defiance. Netanyahu has repeatedly hailed what he has described as support from the United States, Israel's main ally, for a right to self-defense in battling attacks from Gaza, home to 2 million Palestinians. But the White House said Wednesday U.S. President Joe Biden put the Israeli leader on notice in a telephone call that it was time to lower the intensity of the conflict. A group of Democratic U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday introduced a resolution seeking to block a $735 million sale of weapons to Israel, a symbolic response to the conflict. The resolution is not expected to pass, but it highlights a growing divide between lawmakers. Israel is the largest recipient of U.S. foreign assistance since World War II, with Washington currently providing Israel some nearly $4 billion a year in military aid. This is VOA News.